some computer. These are indicated. Today's date is 02/05/2022. Dictation is for Miss Cynthia Wheat. Wheat spells W-H-E-A-T. Cynthia spells C-Y-N-T-H-I-A. Date of birth is 10/21/1960. This is a 61-year young lady here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, review your system. Patient reports call. Test cough is productive. Green sputum. She indicated that approximately a month or so ago she was diagnosed with COVID, but was not seen. She said she diagnosed herself with a home test and remained isolated for a little while and feel a little better, but she has a cough that she can't get rid of. She denies chills, myalgia, denies increased temperature, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, period. So she's eating and drinking well, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented. In no acute distress, her vital signs are as follows. O2 status, 95%. Urinary blood pressure is 112/79. Pulse, 73. Respiration, 18. Temperature, 97.4. Period. Next paragraph. Face, tender. Correction. Nose, clear discharge, congested. Edematous and erythematous turbinates. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory effort. She goes into a cough fit with deep inspiration, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regulatory rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tendon organ, amygdala, normal bowel sounds, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or blood, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, full range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic aid, period. Next paragraph. Neural. She's alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 3 times, grossly normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and affect in normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute bronchitis, number 2, cough, number 3, depression, number 4, insomnia, number 5, hypertension, number 6, hypothyroidism, number 7, vitamin D deficiency, number 8, non-insulin dependent diabetes, number 9, COPD, number 10, osteoarthritis, period. Patient's medication will refill as follows. Aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, Synthroid, 25 micrograms, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, vitamin D deficiency, correction, vitamin D. 50,000 units, 1 PO weekly for 90 days, number 30. Next medication, Celexa, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Clarizepam, 1 milligrams, 1 PO QHS for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, Albuterol, 90 micrograms. MDI, Shutic, 1 puff, TID, PRN for cough, for wheezing. Next medication, Metformin, 1,000 milligrams, 1 PO, BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, Symbicort, 160/4.5 micrograms, 1 to 2 puffs, BID for 90 days. Next paragraph. Okay. Next paragraph. Patient was educated on her condition. She was advised to increase fluids, to avoid cigarette smoke, to come back to the clinic if she's worse, or go to the nursing ward and swim if we are closed. End of dictation.